The first Buffalo Humanities Festival runs this Friday and Saturday with an impressively long list of events at the Albright Knox, Buffalo State College, and the Birchfield Penny. Organized by UB's Humanities Institute, Executive Director Professor Libiotto admits there was some skepticism about adding a busy event to Buffalo's already busy social calendar.
Buffalo already has quite a lively landscape of festivals. And, you know, when you've got a wing festival, do you need more? We decided that one more festival would fit in the schedule and that this was the one that it should be.
The Humanities Festival comes with its own theme, Migration Nation Moving Stories. Topics focus on the migrations and immigration stories of many groups in America, Poles, Cubans, Tuscaroras, just to name a few from a list too long to detail. The Humanities Festival begins with a featured speaker on Friday, best-selling author Gary Steingart, who will appear at the Albright Knox. His recent work is Little Failure. It's a memoir recalling his youth in Soviet Russia and his young days as a Russian Jewish immigrant growing up in Queens.
It's a lot about family and growing up and coming to grips with all kinds of issues that speak to all of us. At the same time, even though it's heavy and serious, it's really quite funny.
I was a big fan of Lenin. We had a huge Lenin statue outside our windows. So every day I'd go and play hide-and-go-seek sort of beneath Lenin's legs. That was a big part of growing up. He's still there. They haven't knocked him down. They may replace him with a statue of Putin soon, but nothing so far.
Gary Steingart. He'll appear on Friday at the Albright Knox as part of the Humanities Festival. On Saturday, the festival then offers several events, too many to highlight, but some of the names just jump out at you.
My name is Eileen Angelini. I'm a professor of French at Canisius College, and I will be speaking about the KKK in New England.
The KKK in New England.
Well, in the 1920s, the KKK in New England was larger than any group in the South.
Their targets, not African Americans. Instead, their hatred was targeted white on white, specifically French-Canadian immigrants. After burning some French Catholic schools, a hopeful result occurred. The civilized pushed back. Violence subsided. The KKK's influence faded in New England. Professor Angelini says there are great lessons here, some that could go a long ways toward easing the tension of today's never-resolved immigration debate.
And I hate to say it, but it is true. When the economy gets bad and people are worried about money, they're going to attack the person that they think is more vulnerable. And that's what we have to be really careful about.
Professor Eileen Angelini. Her presentation is just one of many this Saturday at the Buffalo Humanities Festival. A great immigration story plays out daily at the West Side Bazaar in Buffalo. It's hard to count the languages spoken, but communication doesn't seem to be a problem, judging by the crowd that pours in during the lunch hour. Ethiopian food, Burmese food, Thai, Japanese. The selections have been a hit for the Buffalonians lucky enough to explore. In keeping with their theme, Migration Nation, the Humanities Festival will provide a lunch Saturday from the West Side Bazaar.
Tickets are $12 and $10 for students. They need to be purchased by Wednesday, September 24th, if people would like to have their lunch included in it.
But Saturday's schedule is more than talks and lunch. There'll be dancers, kids' activities, and music.
Well, I'm Mike Frisch, and along with Tom Naples and Peggy Milleron, we are the 198 String Band, and we do a multimedia program that's humanities-based about music from the Dust Bowl and the Great Migration and from Oklahoma to California and the Depression.
You people in Oklahoma, if you ever head out west, have your pockets full of money and you better be well dressed.
UB Professor Emeritus Mike Frisch and the 198 String Band, another of the many who will be adding to the theme Migration Nation Moving Stories at the first Buffalo Humanities Festival this Friday and Saturday. It's an ambitious list of activities, one that's best reviewed at buffalohumanities.org. Again, Executive Director Professor Libiato.
It's actually a no-brainer for Buffalo because we have so many academic institutions here. We have an incredibly well-educated population. And a lot of times when I meet people not from the university and they ask me what I do, they'll say something like, well, I'm a dentist, but I loved art history in college. Or, I really wanted to be a music major, but I ended up becoming a doctor. Or things like that. So this offers an opportunity for smart people who are interested in some of the greater questions of life than they maybe necessarily get to deal with in their daily lives to come together and think about those things and talk with each other.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.